Kings of Leon and Fans, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. An Apple test has been texted into us on 087-4100-102. Guys, you have to do the Apple slap test to make sure you don't get a spongy one. Throw it and catch it. If it makes a pleasing crisp slap when you get it, catch it. It's good. Pink Ladies and Braeburn apples are good for that.
Okay. Or what if it makes a dull thud?
Yeah, and don't go near it. Yeah. Pink Lady's good, but a good jazz apple is hard to beat. Don't diss till you try, says Barry.
Jazz apple, did he make that up?
I don't know. No,
they're a thing.
Yeah.
Dave made an interesting point there where the Kings of Leon were playing. He said, you have to commit to a Granny Smith.
You do. It's not something you can just wander into.
No, it is. Like, Granny Smith is there is a level of commitment required. A lot of the time, there's more work in a Granny Smith, and a lot of time you'll get to the end. Well, you may not even get to the end of a Granny Smith because you've gone, when will this end?
Well, yeah, and it's got a lot of tang, a lot of attitude. You know, so you've got to be ready to deal with that on that part of your tongue that goes tangy.
If ever there was an apple that would give you a peen i de volog, it was going to be a Granny Smith.
Okay, nice.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Our Maria is going to tell you now what you should be watching on the telly this week.
Yes. I want to say hi to Tina on WhatsApp and hi to Rosemary on Twitter.
Okay.
Who, I'm not sure if they finished Mr. Mercedes, but they've both said a massive thank you for the recommendation. So I want to tell them to now go on to The Sinner on Netflix.
Well, actually,
it's Jessica Biel and Bill Pullman.
Because you were on episode 2 before the weekend. Have you got more?
Only one more. One more last night. Because I'm not allowed to watch it without Johnny and okay. He was in Galway. So.
Well, Shay.
That's love there, right? That's a test of a relationship. Do you wait for the other person to come back before you press on with
series? I couldn't. It'd be silent nights.
Shay says, just wanted to say, Maria, The Sinner is definitely worth the watch so far. Yeah. Mr. Mercedes took a bit to get going, but was well worth the effort. Brendan Gleeson is just brilliant. Stranger Things 2 is next for my viewing, so no spoilers, please. Yeah. What's next for you, Maria, says Shay. P.S. Is he still wearing his driving blank?
Huh?
Is that me and my lap blanket?
Yeah, driving blanket. It got auto-corrected to blank.
Blank, okay, yes. It's not a driving blanket, it's a lap. Hashtag lap blanket, guys.
Yes, he is. I can say that he is.
Oh, yes.
I don't... I'm on The Sinner at the minute, so...
So you're committed to that.
What's next? I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But I'm open to suggestions. But definitely go The Sinner. There was a lot of stories last week about it being really, really gruesome and people turning it off and everything. The first episode has a graphic scene.
Okay.
It's a short scene. So, if you can get beyond
Come
that...
Come on, we're all grown-ups, guys. I mean, you know, deal with it.
I tell you what's coming down the line, Britannia. There's a trailer for it on Sky, and it's coming down Sky
it's
Atlantic.
Like Gladiator.
No, it's like Game of Thrones kind of vibe, but it's set in Roman Britain. So it's Roman soldiers versus the Celts.
Oh, did we speak to Barry? Was he in it?
That's right. Yeah,
who was in the movie with? Oh, I've forgotten everyone's name now. Tom. It was Tom.
Barry Ward.
Barry Ward
is the actor in it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And he was in Jimmy's Hall and stuff like that. But he's playing one of the Celts.
Yeah, he was in Maze with Tom Vaughan Lawler. See, you just have to give me a second. I got it. I spewed it out. Sorry, Marie. You continue.
Well, tonight there's a new series starting on RT2. It's stand-up comedian Alison Spittle.
Yes.
So she has written and stars in this new 6-part comedy series called Nowhere Fast.
Is it a sitcom?
Yeah.
Wow, or are you making sitcoms? This is going to be interesting.
Well, they did Bridget and Eamon, and that's been flying.
The ad makes it look brilliant. She basically gets fired from her job in radio and has to move back to her Midlands home and settle back into the small town when she's been,
high flying in radio land.
Living in the big
like us.
So that starts tonight on RT2 at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Also tonight, if you're a big 80s music fan, Children in Need. So Children in Need is this weekend coming.
Right.
But they're doing a Children in Need Rocks the 80s concert tonight on BBC One at 8:30. Let me just give you the lineup of who'll be on it. A-ha, Bananarama, yes. Boy George, Erasure, Europe, Imagination, Jason Donovan, Nick Hayward, OMD, UB40.
Maria said OMD, not OMG, okay? Just so you know, it's a name of a band.
OMG, you guys.
I would be very excited about A-ha. I signed some kind of a petition or something to get them to do something in Ireland. I was half asleep when I retweeted it. Anyway,
but get them neutered in Ireland. Dermot's just signing. Yeah, fine, whatever. Yeah.
So that's on BBC One at 8:30 tonight.
Okay.
Wednesday, lads, Peaky Blinders is back.
Where?
On BBC Two at 9:00.
Cool beans.
It's season 4. Dave So is not interested.
I haven't seen any of it. I know it's brilliant. I just haven't seen it yet.
Cillian Murphy is such a ride in this. And it's his character is so, nothing will faze me. I'm so cool. Do you know?
Kind of like me, guys. Yeah.
Totally.
Such a ride and nothing can faze me.
I think definitely when you watch Peaky Blinders after an episode, you really want to neck a bottle of whiskey and smoke 1,000 cigarettes.
Well, Dermot, your Wednesday is sorted, so.
Yeah.
So that's Wednesday, 9:00, BBC Two. Also on Wednesday, coming to Netflix, The Windsors. So this is a comedy about the royal family from Harry Enfield.
Oh, yeah.
And it was on Channel 4, but I never saw it.
No, I heard it was
and
really good.
And I love Harry Enfield. Yeah. And I quite like the Royals, actually. I love looking at the Royals on the Daily Mail and everything, like checking out what they're doing. And
yes,
you know all those stories that say, things you didn't know the Royals are not allowed to do. I'm like, I'm in. Leave me for 10 minutes. So that's on Netflix from Wednesday. And then my movie of the week is tonight, 11:00, Ronaldo. It's the documentary from 2015.
It's excellent.
It's, you know, people talking about him and him talking about his life and all this kind of stuff.
The access the movie makers had is incredible. Like, they're literally in with him brushing his teeth. Like, it's that level of access.
I think he's brilliant. I love Ronaldo and, like...
And he just had a baby girl overnight.
Did he?
Yeah, he's got 4 kids now. He's like me. He's got 4 kids and he's got twins. Practically the same guy.
He just had twins.
Yeah.
You're too busy looking at Pippa Middleton, Maria. You missed the big Ronaldo story.
But she had a really cool dress on.
See, they were a surrogate, and now his girlfriend had a baby girl called Alana.
Very nice.
I have all your Ronaldo news for you.
And don't tell us you're watching that for anything other than his six-pack, Maz.
Listen, it's for work.
It's research purposes.
Obviously, we'll add to that, Maria. We'll add the football on Tuesday.
Well, I thought
goes
that
without,
was given.
Goes
I'm going.
Saying.
I'm going to the match.
See, Maria's a proper fan.
See, I've nothing even in for Tuesday on my telly this week.
What happens if we win? You're going to go into labour.
Listen, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Maybe I'll call the baby James or McLean and be really cool.
McLean Devereaux. That's the greatest name of all time.
Robbie, call the child 2-0. Do that.
Today FM. Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.